Discovery. The discovery of the archaeological site was linked to the construction of the road, NA2040, that we see in front of us. The first remains related to the Roman phase were discovered by a team formed by Juan Maria Martinez Choperena and Aranzadi Science Society, who were investigating the trajectory of the Roman road in this territory. The first archaeological survey was carried out in 2012, and subsequently geophysical prospecting, carried out in 2014 and 2017, documented a site of at least 1 hectare in extension. A strategic stop on the road. The archaeological site of Artsi is located in the pre-Pyrenean area, on the banks of the river Urobi and on the edge of the Roman road that crossed the Pyrenees. This zone is a transitional area from the orographic, climatic, and consequently landscape point of view. All of this makes it an ideal stopping place on the route that links Cesar Augusta, Zaragoza, and Burdigala, Bordeaux, via the Ibañeta Pass. Thanks to the research carried out, the site has been interpreted as a road station located on the edge of the Roman road. It was probably built between the end of the 1st century BC and the beginning of the 1st century AD, at the same time as the Trans-Pyrenean Road. It consisted of several buildings that may have offered services to the users of the road. At the same time, it functioned as a nexus of union and exchange between the inhabitants and products of the surrounding area and those arriving from other territories of the empire. The previous population of this area would have lived in fortified settlements, as would be the case in the nearby enclave of Alto de la Peña. In medieval times, however, the lordship of Arce was formed, a centre of power that gave its name to the whole valley. Bathhouse. This is the building where the baths were located in the settlement from its origins until the beginning of the 2nd century AD. It is a freestanding construction with a rectangular floor plan, measuring approximately 26 by 5.5 metres on the outside. The construction is divided into 7 spaces and is organised along a single axis, forming a simple linear retrograde route. Users would enter the southern end of the building to pass through the rooms of the frigidarium, cold, tepidarium, warm, and calderium, hot, and then follow the same route in the opposite direction to exit. The highest temperature rooms were heated by the hypercore system, as they were connected to the furnace through the subfloor. Similar examples. As this is a basic architectural model, there are similar examples in the Circumpyrenean territory. One of the most similar and closest buildings is located at Donosahare, Saint-Jean-de-Vieux, Pyrenees Atlantique. The settlement on the northern versant, which is connected by the road that crosses the Ibañeta Pass. Conversion into metallurgical workshop, 3rd to 4th centuries AD. Only the northern part of the building remained active, the one directly linked with the Preafernium or bath furnace. This entire area would have been transformed with the available sources, so the furnace, which previously heated the facilities, could be exploited for productive metallurgical purposes. The base of the furnace was found covered by the remains of molten metal all along its surface, probably vestiges of the last melting operations carried out on the structure. In addition, large quantities of iron slag were recovered from the surrounding backfill deposits, also with significant traces of lead.